Alicia and Vanessa, what is your status?
Status green.
PMK, you are go for takeoff.
Today, PMK takes a wild ride into the final frontier. I do a spacewalk at NASA's virtual reality lab using one of the most realistic interactive computer games ever created.
Whoa, you didn't get the handrail.
Well, I'm spinning.
Whoa!
I'll find out if I've got what it takes to go into orbit and build the International Space Station.
Sign me up, I'm ready for space.
I helped NASA test a brand new lifeboat that can bring astronauts back from the space station in just 2 hours.
Touchdown!
And Charlie can't even wait for the space station to be finished. So we create zero gravity in an airplane.
Whoa!
It's popular mechanics for kids. Space Station! I'm Alicia, here on Space Shuttle Endeavor, and I'm about 1 minute away from re-entering Earth's atmosphere after having completed yet another historic mission. And it's time to contact Mission Control. Mission Control, this is Space Shuttle Endeavor. Do you copy? Mission Control! Tyler! Tyler!
What? What?
Would you wake up? I'm re-entering the atmosphere.
Oh. You might want to...
Wait a few seconds. I just released the
hound.
Can we just keep moving, please?
Okay, but don't blame me if there's, turbulence.
Okay, I'm engaging the landing gears now.
It's a big 10-4, Space Shuttle. Ah, this is kind of fun. I can see myself doing this for a living. Yes, sirree. Tyler Kite, Mission Control Commander. It's got a nice...
I spilled my drink on the control pit.
Good going, Commander.
Didn't you see the sign that said no food or drink past this point? I hope Vanessa having an easier time on her space mission.
The largest and most advanced space project in history is the International Space Station. Being carried up, piece by piece, in the space shuttle. Astronauts are building it in orbit. It will take 160 spacewalks and 5 years to finish.
There's a lot to know about being a construction worker out in space. And this is where all the training is done, at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. Today, I'm training for a mission, just like the astronauts do. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Vanessa. I'm an extravehicular activity engineer. That means I train astronauts to do spacewalks. And we do it in here.
This helmet is part of the virtual reality lab here at NASA. It's the most realistic, interactive computer game you've ever seen. Just by putting this on, you see an exact model of the space station, and you feel like you're really there.
Your mission today is to move from the Space Shuttle Endeavor to the end of the Unity module, the space station, just like the astronauts did on the very first assembly mission out in space. They had to go through the same training that I'm going to put you through.
The helmet lets the astronauts see everything they would experience on a mission.
When you turn your head, the electromagnetic tracker on top of the helmet tells the computer what you're looking at. The computer then generates the image of what you'd be seeing if you were looking at that particular point on the space station.
These gloves have similar sensors. They tell the computer which way my hands are moving.
The movements recorded by the glove sensors create the VR hands you see on the screen.
Awesome.
This is the jetpack controller.
If an astronaut accidentally falls off the space station because they weren't secured properly, they can actually fly themselves back to the space station using this controller.
The controller works like a video game joystick. You can move yourself in any direction as well as rotate yourself. Now you're ready for your mission. You've got to get from the space station to the space shuttle without damaging any of the equipment. We've got antennas, life support systems, and power lines out there. If you knock into any of them, they could get damaged and that would ruin the mission. Are you ready?
I guess so.
Okay, Vanessa, you're starting on the Unity module. You need to move to the top part of the module, and what I'd like you to do is use one hand at a time, grab a handrail, release with the other hand, and then grab the next handrail.
You want me to grab this one?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay. This is hard to maneuver.
It takes some getting used to. That's why they have to come in here and practice so much. Look above you. There's a handrail there. Grab that handrail. Make sure you don't let go with the other hand. There you go.
Got it.
There you go.
I got it.
Okay, now move over to that next handrail. There you go. You're starting to do it. Perfect. And just keep moving along that handrail.
Okay. I have no clue where I am right now. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Stop.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
You didn't get the handrail.
I'm spinning.
Okay, you need to activate your jetpack. You need to turn the power on.
Where's my jetpack?
Your hand controller's right in front of you.
Okay. Did I just turn it on?
Turn the power on.
Okay. It's on.
Okay, that's going to stabilize your spinning.
Oh, I see the moon.
That's not a good thing to see at this time.
No, this is not a good thing. Where do I go?
Okay, we need to get you back. You'll have to rotate yourself to your left.
Okay, so wait, rotate, it's on rotate. So, to the left.
Okay, push the hand controller to the left.
I seem to be moving towards the Earth. This is not a good sign.
This is not a good sign.
Okay, now I see the space station. It's right there.
Okay, that's good news. Now you want to fly straight back towards it.
So I have to go straight?
Pick a point on the space station and try to fly back towards it.
This is so cool. It's like real.
You're just about within reach.
Oh.
You're there.
I am there. It's not turning green. Come, let me in. There.
You're there. Grab
I got it.
You saved the mission.
All right.
Houston, we're getting busy.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for PMK as I train to fly the X-38, a space ambulance to bring astronauts back to Earth in record time.
Okay, Tyler, how fast do you think we'll go right
now? I don't know, but it feels pretty fast.
That's later on PMK.
The first space station ever was built by the Russians. It's called Mir. The U.S. space shuttle went on a mission to dock with Mir. It was practice for the International Space Station. It would be the first time that spaceships from two different countries would hook up. The shuttle will attach to the Mir through that tube sticking out of its cargo hold. The shuttle has got to approach really slowly. A crash would be deadly. A special connector latches on to another part on the Mir. Finally, the shuttle astronauts open the hatch and meet their Russian friends. The shuttle brings supplies like food and bags of water. The view is beautiful from up here, but in just a few days, it's time to pack up and take the shuttle home.
This million-dollar satellite is broken. It's in the wrong place in space, and it can't move. That's a lot of wasted money. Ta-da! It's Space Shuttle to the rescue. These astronauts trained for months on Earth. Here, they are training to grab it with a special tool. It seemed easy back on Earth in the simulator, but out in space, it's way harder. It's spinning so fast, they can't control it. The shuttle is running out of fuel. If they don't grab it this time, they'll have to go home without fixing it.
Wait. Let's do it.
Now they can fix the satellite and put on a small rocket engine to move it to the spot where it was supposed to go.
Constructing the International Space Station in the weightlessness of space is no easy task. So they practice building in this pool. Being underwater is a little like being in zero gravity.
And they use some very specialized tools to put the International Space Station together.
That's right, Vanessa. And the tools fit onto this astronaut tool belt, which is attached to the astronaut.
That keeps their hands free to move around the station.
this is a power tool. Why don't you try that? The astronauts use that to turn bolts.
Awesome.
And if they want to get to the inside of their tool belt, they can just tilt it down like this, and there's more tools on the inside. See, this is another socket extension if they wanted a different size bolt.
Cool.
Then we fold this up, and of course, everything's got to remain tethered at all times because you don't want your tools floating away. The tool that you just pulled out of the pool is a handle for boxes that don't have handles. Do you want to try it?
Sure. The tools are designed to fit in the astronaut's glove, which is heated, by the way, so their fingers won't get cold. Place it on there.
Lock it up.
Whoa. It takes some getting used to.
That's why they practice working in the pool before going up in space.
To give you an idea of what it's like to do construction work in space, we're gonna pretend Phil is the space station and I'm tightening a bolt.
Whoa! You can't do it, can you? Unless your feet are clamped into something, because you're weightless. Now try.
I don't spin. I'm held down by these foot restraints.
Astronauts use them so they don't have to hold the station with their hands. They need to keep those free to do the construction work.
The bolts have to be tightened perfectly. If there were loose bolts, the space station might start coming apart.
The sockets are marked with a black line. That shows astronauts how far to screw in the bolt.
There are times when the astronauts have to count the revolutions to know that the bolt is in tight.
Sign me up, I'm ready for space.
Hello, PMK boss.
Yeah, what do you want?
Yeah, it's Charlie. How's it going?
Huh? Charlie? Charlie who?
Charlie, I do your experiments and stuff.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, what do you want?
Listen, I was wondering, Tyler and Alicia and Vanessa, well, they get to do exciting things a little more than me, and I was wondering if maybe I...
I'm on an astronaut training mission.
An astronaut training mission?
Yeah, that's right.
Sure. Okay.
You like that? All right, we're going to do it.
No problem.
And thanks.
No, thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye. My mission is here at the Canadian Space Agency, and it takes place aboard this airplane. But this is no ordinary airplane. They call it the Fearsome Falcon. But I like to call it the Vomit Comet, because it can give you motion sickness. It's like basic training for astronauts, like Julie Payette here. Oh, what a brain. I'd love to meet her. She rode on the same plane that I'm going to ride on today, and now she's building the space station. Is Julie Payette here?
No.
Oh, well. Our goal is to create a zero-G environment to conduct our experiments. This is how they do it. First, the engines are in full blast, so the plane climbs really, really high, really, really fast. The pilot suddenly puts the engines into neutral, and we slow right down. The floating sensation, or zero G, happens between the time the plane continues to rise without its engines going and just as it starts to fall, right here, as it does this little arc. It's like when you're high on a swing and you feel like you're floating for that split second just before you come back down. Only these last 20 seconds. And these arcs are called parabolas. But to me, it seems like a wild roller coaster ride.
Life in space aboard the space shuttle, and someday the space station, takes place in what's called a zero-G, or microgravity environment. Everything floats.
Once the space station is built, there'll be a permanent microgravity lab up there. But for now, we scientists have to content ourselves with missions like the Vomit Comet. The handy bag is ready.
Get ready for zero G.
With every parabola, the plane and everything in it, including me, experiences zero gravity or weightlessness.
This is so cool. Without this bottle, my juice will be a big floating blob. Hey, check out these little blobs. Experiments done on the Vomit Comet helped scientists discover more about things than they could with gravity.
Woohoo! Oh, wow! I float! Yeah! Apollo 13, eat your heart out. Houston, we don't have a problem! Woohoo!
Hello, Mr. PMK boss, sir. Yes.
Can you do it?
Yes, sir. Mission accomplished, sir.
Good job.
Thank you for the wonderful opportunity.
No problem.
Just no more exciting thrills for a while, though, okay?
What? Get back here.
Yes, sir. What a great little souvenir, though.
What's a black hole? Some scientists think that if a star burns out, it collapses and becomes what's called a black hole. Black holes are the innies of the universe. Compared to planets and stars, a black hole's gravitational pull, its sucking power, is so huge that a feather near a black hole would weigh several billion tons. Black holes look like black circles in space, surrounded by a ring of gases and stuff sucked from neighboring stars and planets. Black holes suck so powerfully, they can suck the light right out of the sky. In fact, if you were in a black hole, nobody would see you, because it would suck in all the light reflecting off you. Not that we recommend you visit a black hole. The gravitational force would be so much stronger on the parts of your body closest to the black hole that you'd be stretched into spaghetti and torn apart.
Ow.
No one knows for sure what weird things happen inside. All we know for sure is black holes really suck.
Little help? Anyone?
What would happen if the International Space Station had to be evacuated because of an accident?
Oh, my leg.
They would get on an ambulance with a one-way ticket to Earth. A space ambulance.
Houston, we have a problem.
This is the X-38. It will bring sick or injured astronauts back from space. It will also be used as an evacuation vehicle in case of extreme situations, like a failure of support systems.
The X-38 has no wings, but the design of its body keeps it from plummeting nose first into the Earth.
Like the space shuttle, it will glide from orbit without engines. Then, for the final 23,000 feet, or 7,000 meters, it will use a parachute.
One launch.
Jeff and his team have been testing the X-38 by dropping it from a B-52 bomber. By test dropping the X-38, NASA engineers are able to make sure that the automatic landing system aboard the X-38 is working properly.
Touchdown!
Astronauts will also be able to program the X-38 to land wherever they want if they need to, like near a hospital.
But just in case the automatic landing systems fail, astronauts have to learn how to fly the space ambulance manually. For that, they use a simulator. No, not like this one. Something a little less high-tech.
Well, this is it, Tyler, the Vomit Van. And that's our fun name for it, but it's really a remote cockpit. We found that the best way to transport an ill or injured crewman is to lie him down on his back. His head goes here, his back goes right there, and his legs wrap up over that support right there. Because he's lying down, we have to display all the information up over his head. What we've got is a joystick right here, and that controls how the X-38 flies.
The astronaut moves the joystick, which moves a needle on a dial up in front that tells the van driver which direction to turn and how sharp to make the turn.
In fact, why don't we try it out?
All right.
Hop right up there and...
Hey, where's the light switch?
Okay, why don't we get going, Tyler? Let's put our headsets on, and then I want you to grab that hand controller and move it gently to the right and give us a right turn.
Okay.
Okay, we're moving now. Okay, so now you actually command the van. The more that you move that joystick to the left or the right, and look on your meter there to your left, the steeper the turn, the harder the turn. But now watch that setting. You got to watch your setting. Look how hard you turn. You got to come back to zero. Hey, Tana, why don't you pan the camera there to the left?
I move the camera to get a side view of what's going on inside.
You see the different sensation you get when you're going forward and looking to the side?
Yeah, that's weird.
Astronauts have to get used to using the cameras because the X-38 has no window.
Okay, we're going to give it a pan to the left, and we're going to take a look at our other critical team member, Ernie, who's driving the van. There he is.
Hey, Ernie.
Okay, Tyler, how fast do you think we're going right now?
I don't know, but it feels pretty fast.
That's a little bit of turbulence, and that's not unlike what you'd really feel. So we get the complete simulation here. Why don't you go ahead and straighten this back out a little bit? I could use it.
There we go.
All right, perfect.
Ooh, now I'm starting to realize why they call it the vomit van.
Houston, we have a problem. I spilled my drink on the control panel.
Oh, no.
Poor Alicia, what have I done?
Hi.
Hey. Well, that's it for us at Space Camp Canada in Laval.
It's your turn.
All right. Hey, you're not going to try and get me back, are you?
No, of course not. I'm a total professional. Don't worry about it.
All right, cool.
Just let me know when you're ready.
10-4.